Welcome to REHDOWG Random Thoughts. I'm REHDOWG. Happy Valentine's, ladies. I hope that you're going to enjoy it very much so. As for me, I think you deserve one thing on Valentine's Day. What do you deserve? Yes. You deserve the bomb. It's not a good thing. I'm so sick and tired. You know. Wait, let me calm down. Musa, like my friend would say. It's just ridiculous. I mean, us guys, don't we have enough to do to put up with your stupid holidays? Oh, it's Valentine's. Give me my candy. Where's my roses? Where's my jewelry? I mean, it's just so pathetic. Why don't you just shut up and do what a woman's supposed to do? Oh, I'm sorry. You're a sexist, aren't you? Nope, I was just saying it to prove a point. I mean, you have the women libs. They want men jobs. They want to get equal wages as men. If you're going to be equal as us, then you should treat me equal. Where's my gadget on Valentine's Day? Huh? Where's my Tim's? Where's my chain with a fat pendant? Where's my grills? Huh? Where's my hat? Where is it? I bet you if I did a poll of how many women expect to get something on Valentine's, it would be a pretty high ratio versus how many of them give their men anything. It'd probably be like less than 1%. It's pathetic. You know, I started to look up the origin of Valentine's, but I was like, it doesn't even matter what the origin is. Does anyone freaking know what the origin is? I know the women don't know what the origin is, because all they know is candy, candy, yum, 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 feed me. Why don't you go to the gym and work out the candy? It's irritating me. Speaking of which, this is just irritating to me when people have nothing better to do than to just run and flap their lips. This one guy, don't even remember his name, commented. He said, why don't you just give me a shot at this? I can do it better than you can. So you know what I told the idiot? I said, look, why don't you compose your own music, write your own lyrics, then put it down in the studio, go out there and shoot your own video, edit it, and then put it online. You know what he said to me? Never mind. Then you had this other idiot. Why don't you hire a cameraman? Look, I came a long way. I was working with a cassette and a cheap mic. Then from that, I went to a computer with a cheap microphone. And now I have a decent studio. And I upgraded from a mini DV to a HD camera, if you saw my new video, Growing Pains. Is that enough for you? No. Why don't you hire me a cameraman? Don't you think if I had the money for a cameraman, I would hire one? Maybe I don't, jerk. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. Back to the women. You know, it don't have to be a special day to show you love. I mean, I'm the kind of person, I would just, let's say I'm going by a store or something, I see something that captures my eyes, I think that you would absolutely adore, I would get it for you. Doesn't matter if it's January, February, March, or June, or July, whenever. I will get it for you and say, honey, I was thinking about you and I wanted to give you this. You shouldn't be feeling, February 14, I'm entitled to a gift, damn it. You're sounding like a liberal. They feel like they're entitled to things too. Oh, God, it just irritates the crap out of me. You know, we guys should protest. Don't go and fatten up the retailer's pockets. Let's not buy anything on Valentine's. I know what you're saying. Easy for you to say, Ray. You're not married. You're single. Okay, maybe I am. But if I wasn't, I would be a part of this too. I would be in the front of the line. Because that's all it's doing is making the retailers fat. And the ladies expect this. You shouldn't be entitled to anything. I mean, I could see Mother's Day because a husband and the kids are showing their appreciation for all the things that you do each year to keep the family going strong. That one I could agree with. Christmas I could agree with. I'm Christian, so I could agree with Christmas. But all these other things in between is just bogus. I mean, even your birthday, I mean, yeah, I'll get you a little son, but it didn't have to be celebrated. It says, what's about my birthday? Don't I deserve something? Don't you see the gray hairs coming in on my beard, on my chinny chin chin? God, man, it's just so aggravating. I'm so happy. I have nothing to do on Valentine's, just to chill, sipping on Optimata. By the way, I found a backup because, you know, I was talking with a buddy of mine and he was like, you know, dude, you're going to have to find a backup because not everywhere has Optimaters. And when I went to Chicago, we searched everywhere. I couldn't find any Optimaters. So I had to make a decision. I had to come up with a backup. So, this is my backup. It's pretty good stuff. It's a different taste than Optimata, but it's pretty good. So, at least now if I go out to a bar and they don't have Optimators, which they usually don't, they may have the Dark Becks. So, happy about that. But yeah, Valentine's is just a load of crock, you know? Gimme, 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 gimme. That's all it is, a handout. It's just irritating to me. I mean, I would love to run my own video editing business. As I drive around and I look around, what do I see around me? I see Pakistan restaurants. I see Chinese laundromats. I see Chinese food restaurants. I see Indian restaurants. And it just infuriates me that this government gives all the foreigners all the money they want and grants to open up businesses, where us guys who are here breaded locally in the US, they give us crap, jack, nothing, zero, zilch, nada, nothing. We have to scratch and scrape to make it somewhere, and it just infuriates me. I would love a grant to open up my own video editing business so I don't have to work for these other companies that pays me nothing. So that's what I'm irritated about. So this is for the US government. You suck. Say it with me, everyone. You suck. Till next time. Happy Valentine's. Not really.